in Indianapolis. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Sure.
I wonder if I could lay before the panel, why isn't the UN taking this? If all of the countries are responsible, why isn't the UN getting involved? And I'll take my answer off the air.
All right, Callum.
Well, the United Nations does have some conventions that regulate things like marine pollution, but it's down to individual countries to enforce the measures within those conventions. And so, the UN is not a policeman; it's not a regulator. It doesn't implement the things that it declares or the agreements that are made at that level. So it's down to individual countries. They've got to take responsibility for what their ships are doing at sea. But it's not just ships; that's the problem. As we talked about, plastics and other sorts of garbage are getting into the oceans via rivers, and there's very little being done there to try and stop or limit those inputs. And as Nancy says, we've just got to start reusing and recycling much more, moving away from single-use plastics in order to reduce the amount that's getting into the sea in the first place.
Nancy.
And I think that's all very true. I just want to mention that the United Nations Environment Program has launched the Global Partnership on marine litter. We are very engaged in that, and it's true we can't enforce all of the laws of the country, but what we can do is share successes and best practices, especially with developing countries, and actually put some funding towards projects in those areas. So the United Nations is getting involved, although it is more recent.